Welcome to American Indian Living, a program developed by the Native Education and Health Initiative to improve and enhance the health of people throughout the Native communities. American Indian Living is hosted by Dr. David DeRose, a board-certified specialist in both internal medicine and preventive medicine. Dr. DeRose has a wide range of experience with Native health issues, and he's ready today to help you learn more about your health. Here's Dr. DeRose.
Welcome to American Indian Living. I'm Dr. David DeRose. Today's show is going to take us back in history, if you will, to some fascinating information on natural therapies. We're going to do something quite interesting, at least from my perspective, because we're going to reconnect with our roots with American Indian Living. The show's now been airing for about a decade. Some of you have been with us from the very beginning. And if you have, you may remember that when we first began airing, this was actually a live call-in talk show. Well, unfortunately, we're on several networks right now. At least one of those networks that many of you listen on does not have the capacity to air live programming. And so we've moved away from a live format, but we miss being able to interact with you. What we're going to do today is we're going to share with you some programming that aired in those days of live call-in interaction. You'll hear some of that flavor from the program. And we're doing it throughout the month of July because not only do we want to air some great material that we've resisted airing because we were not in that call-in mode, but we're also doing it to introduce a new feature with American Indian Living. Beginning in the fall of 2012, we plan to make the American Indian Living program more interactive by allowing you to call into our 800 number with your questions. Our operators will be prepared to take your questions, and then periodically, as we host different guests and as we have maybe special programs where we just focus on your questions, we'll take up the things that are of concern to you. We'll try to make the show more relevant. If you've got questions and you say, listen, I've been tuning in for a year, 2 years, 5 years, why don't you ever have a program on such and such a topic? Well, we want to bring those cutting-edge topics to you, make it more interactive. How do you take part? You pick up the phone and you call 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673. You can jot the number down. You don't have to call right away. Our operators are there 24/7 because it's a call center that takes care of many calls for call-in programs and other things that are really using that same call-in center. Call in with your concerns, things that we can actually feature on the show, questions that we can answer. Again, that number, 1-800-775-4673. Well, now we're going to go back to our archives, and we're going to be featuring a program that was a show I really enjoyed. The guest was Dr. Robianne Sherman. She's still with Wildwood Lifestyle Center and Hospital in Wildwood, Georgia. She's really an expert in natural therapies, has a special interest in simple plant therapies and other non-drug therapies that can help with common conditions. And when this show first aired, it was in the context of the withdrawal from the market of a very popular pain-relieving medication by the name of Vioxx. Some of you that know your ancient history realize that happened back in 2004. But Dr. Sherman's information is just as cutting edge as ever. You'll enjoy it today, and you'll enjoy getting that flavor that we're encouraging for you to call in with your questions. Even though it's not live call-in, we do want to interact with you more directly. So here we go, back to the archives of American Indian Living and to a fascinating topic of natural therapies.
Dr. Sherman, are you with us today?
Yes, I am.
Listen, it's great to have you, Robianne. You know, many of our guests, may have met you in some of the travels that you do around the country and throughout the world, but to others, you may be a strange name and still a strange face. We can't really address that latter one on the radio. But tell us a little bit about Wildwood, the center you're at, and how long you've been there.
Well, this center is located in the northwestern corner of Georgia and has been here for 62 years. and we specialize in prevention and preventive medicine, natural remedies. We have a 13-bed licensed general hospital, and we have a 26-bed live-in lifestyle center for people with all kinds of diseases, particularly the chronic degenerative diseases that plague the American public, like diabetes, heart disease, obesity, hypertension, arthritis, lupus, etc. This center has 26 beds, and people come for a 10 or 17-day program and just stay here as if they were guests. They're treated like guests, and they're called lifestyle guests. They get lectures two or three times a day, cooking classes in a wonderful vegetarian cuisine, and personal visits by the doctors twice a week, and on and on. It is a wonderful place to visit and to practice here. I've been here for 16 years as a physician. I'm proud to be here.
So we're not just grabbing someone off the street, even though you've got an MD after your name, and saying, well, here's somebody who can tell us about natural remedies, but you've been practicing this as a physician for some 16 years there at Wildwood, in addition to your other experience with natural remedies. Dr. Sherman, you know, we started this show by talking about Vioxx, and a lot of people are concerned. I've had actually one family member called me shortly after, you know, concerned about what to do. Another family member was talking with me about the subject. I've gotten emails from other individuals who are concerned about this. You've been practicing natural therapies. When you think of inflammation or arthritis, is the first thing you do to write a prescription for one of these popular drugs?
Hardly that. In fact, our maxim here is to tell people, don't think drugs, think natural remedies first.
Hmm. And so what kind of natural remedies do you get them to think about when they've got a sore joint?
Well, there are many wonderful things you can do, starting with, for instance, hot and cold. Sometimes just icing a joint will help in some cases. Other times, hot and cold treatments, alternating hot and cold compresses. We use a modality called fomentations, and these are thick cloths sewn together, 8 or 9 layers, about 1 foot by 2.5 feet long, and then they're steamed in a steamer tank and then wrapped in a wool blanket that's a little larger, and put over a towel over the joint, and creates a wonderful moist heat. And then we have a basin of ice water, and we put the alternate hot and cold, many times 2 or 3 minutes of hot, half a minute of cold, up to a minute of cold sometimes, depending on the condition.
Let's make sure we've got this straight here. You've got these hot packs that you're heating up in steam, and then you're putting them on the joint for 2 or 3 minutes, and then you take that hot pack off and put an ice-cold pack on there?
Exactly. Actually, we put ice-cold towels on directly on the skin. I might make a disclaimer here, so that someone with diabetes or peripheral vascular disease, that is poor circulation in the legs, would not use that type of intense heat. There are other things that can be done.
Okay.
But this is one simple remedy that can be done, if it's done skillfully, often gives a lot of relief to painful joints. Also, paraffin baths can help many people with hand problems, hand arthritis in the hand, both osteoarthritis and rheumatoid arthritis, even lupus type arthritis.
So, explain this for our listeners. I mean, you and I are familiar with paraffin baths, but, you know, someone's hearing this and they say, well, I thought paraffin is wax and a bath. You know, they're thinking of the tub. I mean, you.
Right.
Tub, but,
yeah. Good point. You can actually, for someone with severe enough arthritis to warrant getting these treatments, you can buy commercial paraffin baths. They're little tubs, usually portable, that hold maybe a gallon of melted wax at a certain temperature that's kept in a liquid form. And they're very, very safe. A person needs just a minimal instruction to learn how to use it. And you dip your hands and wrists into this like 10 times, in and out, let it start cooling just a bit, and then in and out, and get about 8 or 10 layers on. Then you have someone help you wrap this in a big Turkish towel and leave it there for 20 or 30 minutes until it cools down. And it gives deep penetrating heat and pain relief.
Now, you and I have seen the beneficial effects of some of these natural physical therapies like the heating compresses and the paraffin baths. But, you know, you've probably seen this like I have, Dr. Sherman. Many times people say, look, I'm just too busy to do these things. I just want to take a pill. Now, there are supplements out there. There are herbal preparations that do have some anti-inflammatory effects. Are these things that you like to use, or are they kind of a second-line thing for you? Or if someone presses you, have you got some things in your kind of toolkit, if you will, that you'd share with them?
Actually, interestingly enough, Biox was what they call a second-generation non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug, or so-called COX-2 inhibitor. Mm-hmm. That's a fancy name for a chemical reaction that it goes through. There are natural COX-2 inhibitors, such as turmeric. It is a yellow powder that's used in Indian cuisine, that is Indians from India. It's used in Latin American cooking and in Asian cooking. And turmeric is very helpful for inflammation. We're finding that a little more turmeric is better than just a little bit. For instance, I've been giving people a teaspoon or two, three times a day, mixed in part of a glass of juice or water or a little soy milk, and they seem to get better relief than just taking a couple of capsules three times a day.
I see. So you're giving them how much again?
One or two teaspoons up to three times a day.
I see.
Turmeric doesn't work overnight like some of the anti-inflammatory drugs, but it's very safe. It also is a natural cancer fighter, and a natural antioxidant, and a natural blood thinner, so that if one is on Coumadin, for instance, warfarin to keep mm-hmm. the blood thin, they need to be careful with garlic, turmeric, ginkgo, because all of these are natural blood thinners. There are other natural COX-2 inhibitors, such as ginger root, can be taken as a tea or as capsules, or rosemary, which is a nice herbal seasoning that you can cook with, and you can also take it in capsules and in tea. And red grapes have a constituent called resveratrol, and all of these are helpful in preventing and reversing inflammatory processes.
Now, it sounds like your favorite is the turmeric. Maybe I'm reading into things, but you're giving that 1 to 2 teaspoons of the powder up to three times a day.
It's expensive. It's quite effective for many things, and it is also much cheaper. Now, there's a couple of other things that we're using, which is bromelain. Bromelain uh-huh. is made from pineapple, and a lot of orthopedic sports medicine specialists are using it for joint injuries, for sprains and strains. And bromelain we give such as 2 capsules or 2 tablets 3 or 4 times a day for several weeks.
And is it the same with the turmeric? I mean, do you have to expect several weeks before you see improvement, or how long should someone be patient with the process?
Actually, I have not seen some of these anti-inflammatory herbs work quite as fast as the COX-2 inhibitors such as Bextra, Vioxx, some of the other anti-inflammatory drugs such as Relafen and Celebrex, etc. They do take a little longer and a little more patience, but mm-hmm. there is one assurance. You won't get a gastrointestinal stomach bleed from them if you're willing to put up with a little longer period of pain. And the long-term effects are much less side effects from the drugs. I have seen people literally almost bleed to death from some of the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs.
Just for the benefit of our listeners, mm-hmm. if they're not familiar with this term, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, I mean, you can almost bet your bottom dollar that if you're taking a pill for arthritis, it's of that class.
Right.
That's the most common class of drug that's prescribed.
Exactly.
There's probably 20 or 30 different branded drugs in that class, and you've mentioned a number.
Exactly. I'll never forget a case of this case came in when I was in my residency with a massive GI bleed, and there was...
So they were vomiting blood, or it was coming out the other
blood.
End?
Wow. Vomiting blood, massive amounts, and all from taking a very common non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug.
Can you see why now I wanted to re-air this show? It's a great program. There's a lot more great stuff coming from Dr. Robianne Sherman. You don't want to miss it. Stay tuned for more.
Today's American Indian Living radio program is sponsored in part by Wimar Center of Health and Education. Located in the foothills of Northern California's Sierra Mountains, Wimar is home to the residential New Start Lifestyle Program that helps people of all races address diabetes, heart disease, obesity, and related conditions. To further assist Native Americans with their health, Wimar produces a wealth of free resources that can be accessed on their website at newstartclub.com. To learn more about how Wimar can change your life, you can call 1-800-525-9192. The number again is 1-800-525-9192. Or you can access them on the web at newstartclub.com. Again, that's newstartclub.com.
Some important social statements by United States citizens today on policy.
To be a good American, you've got to like people, share things, and not scream at people. And you should also help them, and then you can share at them.
A statement on historical tradition and our form of government.
I love America because it got government full of people and full of people. Full of people.
A statement on down-to-earth American idealism.
I like living in America because it means freedom. It means that you can do most stuff you want as long as it doesn't, like, hurt anybody and you have to work hard to keep it.
America, a statement in summary.
I love America because everybody's equal. And when you play with other kids and they dunk you, you can dunk them back.
You're listening to a pre-recorded broadcast of American Indian Living. Your comments and questions are welcome. Call now at 1-800-775-HOPE, 1-800-775-4673. Here again is your host.
Welcome back to American Indian Living. I'm Dr. David DeRose. We're moving into our second segment of a very special show. My guest is Dr. Robianne Sherman. She's not with me live. She's actually joining us by way of our archives. Dr. Sherman is a physician still at Wildwood Lifestyle Center and Hospital in Wildwood, Georgia. And we're re-airing portions of a show for a simple reason. It actually featured an older format on American Indian Living. For those of you that have been with our show for the last decade, you realize we used to have a live call-in talk show format. And we're trying to recapture some of that spirit as we go to some callers, individuals like you who've been listening to the show and who have called in with your questions. Why we're doing it in July of 2012 is because we're trying to let you know that we're offering a new opportunity for you to interact with us at American Indian Living. You can simply pick up your phone and dial our 800 number. Although you won't be able to interact with this show because it's pre-recorded, in the future, we're planning to take your questions and answer them on the air. So although we'll continue with a pre-recorded format, we definitely want to hear from you and address questions that may be on your minds. If you want to jot that number down, it's 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673. You'll be hearing that throughout the show. Again, the interaction is one that was pre-recorded, so don't pick up the phone right now and hope to join us, but we'd still love to hear your questions. Well, with that background, I go back to my conversation with Dr. Robianne Sherman. We're going right to a caller who called in asking a question about our topic for that day, which was natural remedies. Here we go with some live interaction on American Indian Living.
We're going to go right now to a caller, actually Dr. Sherman, calling from not too far from where you're at. Our caller is Charlotte. Charlotte is joining us from Tennessee today. Charlotte, welcome to American Indian Living.
Thank you. I had a question.
Please, go ahead.
Okay, I am currently taking a product called Move Free. Or if you're familiar with that, it's glucosamine, chondroitin, and MSM for arthritis of the knee. And I had never heard of the bromelain. Is that correct?
Yes.
Bromelain. And I wondered where you get it. Is it like a health food store, or if I could take it in conjunction with or instead of the Move Free?
Go ahead, Roby. What do you think?
Well, we prefer here, we teach a vegetarian lifestyle, and at our center, we have found that this gets into another area of controlling arthritis. Many people do better if they don't use any animal products, and because chondroitin is an animal product, we have recommended that people get the animal product-free glucosamine and the MSM without the chondroitin. The bromelain would be a helpful adjunct probably as well. There are many other herbs for relieving arthritic conditions, such as white willow bark and boswellan, which is an herb from northern India that has equivalent potency to ibuprofen and has been studied well. Ginger, actually, what type of arthritis do you have, Charlotte?
It's just osteoarthritis.
Osteoarthritis.
Mm-hmm.
One study showed that 55% of people would get relief of pain from osteoarthritis using ginger on a regular basis. And 12% would get no relief, but 11% got minimal and 22% got moderate. So you've got about 75% of people will get quite a bit of relief of pain from the use of ginger. You can make ginger tea. We give 2 capsules of ginger 3 or 4 times a day. You can use up to 8 or 10 capsules a day, but I wouldn't recommend more than that because it can cause some stomach irritation as well.
Okay. Okay. And I can find this just at any health food store?
Right.
Okay.
It also helps rheumatoid arthritis. About 74% in another study, 74% of people got relief of pain, marked relief of pain from regular use of ginger for rheumatoid.
Okay.
So it's a pretty good anti-inflammatory herb.
And I would just ask for the ginger capsules,
ginger root capsules.
Okay.
Now, Dr. Sherman, for Charlotte's benefit, before you leave, Charlotte, you know, many times we talk about looking for herbs that are standardized. Or with the ginger root, is that an issue you have to be concerned about, or basically any preparation is probably going to be pretty good for you?
Probably. I don't think it's hard to know how much variation there is. I actually found a website several years ago, I wish I knew where it was, it's kind of like a consumer's report, and they're studying different herbs to see the potency in different brands. And I'd like to find that website again if anybody knows where it is. There's a lot of research needs to be done with herbs, but I think a moderate amount of ginger isn't going to hurt you as long as it doesn't give you an upset stomach. I would take it with meals.
Okay. All right. Thank
you
so much.
Thanks a lot, Charlotte.
All right. Bye-bye.
We're taking your calls at 1-800-775-4673. The show you're listening to is American Indian Living. Those of you that are joining us, regardless of what your background is, whether you have deep roots here in this continent or whether your relatives came from somewhere else, you're welcome to tune in and to take part in the show. We're glad you're listening today. I'm Dr. David DeRose. With me, Dr. Roby Ann Sherman. We are going to go to a caller now from Washington State. We're going to Tammy. Tammy, welcome to American Indian Living.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Great to have you joining us. What's on your mind today, Tammy?
Well, frankly, I listen to your show every chance I get, and today I've been running around and I just jumped in my car and turned it on and heard the tail end of you speaking about, I believe it was, the dangers of anti-inflammatories, including Celebrex. And I've been on Celebrex for a number of years for arthritis in my feet, and went, oh my gosh, I've got to find out what it was. You are offering some alternatives to this, and do you consider Celebrex a dangerous drug for gastrointestinal bleeding? Am I hearing you correctly?
Dr. Sherman has been speaking about these topics, so we'll let her give you her perspective. Go ahead, Robianne.
I would be careful to condemn any drug in terms of don't just suddenly stop a drug without advice from your doctor, because we are not here to prescribe. Also, the COX-2 inhibitor class of non-steroidal drugs, these are supposed to be safer in terms of gastrointestinal bleeding and
irritation.
Now, that's
the class that Celebrex is in.
Yes. And so, actually, it is safer than the old-fashioned ibuprofen or naproxen. But there is still some danger of GI bleeds. People still get them. Now, what the good news is that the more things you can do for your body that will promote less inflammation, the more likelihood it is that you will get relief from the chronic pain.
Right.
And that includes diet, herbs, hydrotherapy treatments, such as the hot and cold we mentioned earlier in the program. And I had just mentioned to this lady about the ginger. Did you hear that, Tammy?
Right. Right.
Okay. And
Dr. Sherman, if you don't mind me interrupting.
Sure.
What if you're giving a list to anyone who's got arthritis? I mean, you've mentioned the turmeric, you've mentioned ginger, you've mentioned bromelain, you've mentioned a number of things. Do you have kind of some way of deciding what you usually start first in a patient as far as some of these supplements, or is there one that you usually start first?
We kind of do a simultaneous program of getting them off of all animal products as quickly as possible, teaching them, educating them, giving them handouts, giving them cooking classes if they can come to get them, because the animal products promote inflammation. And so an herb and all these remedies that we've talked about are kind of supplementary to part of the cause of the inflammation in the first place in some cases or many cases of different types of arthritis. But as far as which do we use first, often we use two or three of the anti-inflammatory herbs at once, because none of them are actually as potent probably as the commercial ones, the commercial anti-inflammatory drugs. And we have not had any bad side effects from doing that. I mentioned the turmeric and the ginger and the boswellan. And also devil's claw is another one that is very popular for inflammation. I've been in Italy and it's very popular there as well, and has known anti-inflammatory effects. A couple more that are anti-inflammatory would be nettles. I mentioned the white willow bark, which is the same as aspirin, only it's not as irritating to the stomach. It's from the same tree as aspirin. And even feverfew, which is more typically used for migraine headaches, has an anti-inflammatory effect for arthritis. And then there's a topical ointment that you can put on that we have here at our center in Georgia called boswellan cream. And it's a combination of wintergreen oil, that's called methyl salicylate, and the boswellan and a few other little ingredients, but those are the primary ingredients, and we rub that on the painful joints several times a day. Some people experience relief from that. And then there's also capsicum ointment from the red hot pepper. Commercial name is called Zostrix, but there's other over-the-counter preparations of capsicum ointment. And sometimes that will help painful joints. It has to be used cautiously. Some people feel real burny with it.
So that'd be another example of a cream that can be used to help with joint pain
and
or joint irritation.
Another topical preparation that we use actually is quite simple, is half and half olive oil and wintergreen oil. Or if that's too strong, if it feels too burny, maybe a third wintergreen oil and two-thirds olive oil, and you just shake it up in a bottle and use it for a liniment several times a day on the painful joints. And that seems to have some mild pain-relieving effect as well.
Very good. Does that give you some good options, Tammy? I think we may have lost Tammy as far as her phone line, but I think she got the message, and hopefully you're still listening on your radio, Tammy. Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
You're listening to American Indian Living. I'm Dr. David DeRose. Today, my guest, Dr. Robianne Sherman. We'll be taking more of your calls at 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-HOPE. Stay tuned for the second half of our program. We'll be back with you shortly.
American Indian Living will continue in a moment. If you have questions or comments about today's pre-recorded broadcast, please call 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673.
America's veterans have served our country in both war and peace.
It's because of people like you that we are free.
My class was learning about war and how hard it is.
I wanted to do something to let them know how I feel.
Now there is a way to thank them for helping keep America free. Log on to thankyouveterans.org and type a personal message of thanks.
Dear Dad, I've recently come to understand how important your service to America was, and I just wanted to say thank you.
There are 26 million veterans living in America today, from World War II to Afghanistan and Iraq.
We carry our experiences inside. It's nice to have someone say thanks.
Let a veteran know you appreciate their service. Log on to thankyouveterans.org, a public service of Paralyzed Veterans of America.
This is the Duchess of York. What's really important in your life? It's your family and your friends. But isn't it also your health? People who are overweight or obese are at a greater risk for illnesses such as cancer. Check your BMI or body mass index. The lower the number, the lower the risk. So lose weight in a healthy way. You'll lower your BMI number. Now, isn't that important? Visit the website of the American Cancer Society at www.cancer.org. You and your family and friends will be glad you did.
Thank you for listening to American Indian Living. If you missed some of the discussion, CD copies of today's show are available. CDs of previous broadcasts are also available. Our email address is AmericanIndianLiving@lifetalk.net. CD requests and comments can also be communicated by phone at 1-800-775-4673. That's 1-800-775-4673. Stay with us for the second half of today's program.
You're listening to Dr. David DeRose on American Indian Living. Your comments and questions are welcome. Call now at 1-800-775-HOPE. 1-800-775-4673. Here again is Dr. DeRose.
Welcome back to American Indian Living. We're in the second half of today's show. We're speaking about natural therapies, natural herbal therapies in particular, and how they can make a difference in your life. Those of you just joining us are well aware of all the media clamor that's come out as a result of the withdrawal of the drug Vioxx. We've been speaking today with Dr. Robianne Sherman of the Wildwood Lifestyle Center and Hospital, an internal medicine specialist who's been with that natural remedy specializing institution for some 16 years. Before we go to the next caller, we're going to be going there in just a moment. Just give us in maybe 30 seconds an overview on why omega-3 fats are important in arthritis. Can you do that?
Okay. Omega-3 fats include flaxseed, flaxseed oil, walnuts, almonds, spinach, soy, and borage, which you may not have heard of. It comes in the form of delicious greens, which I just ate a couple months ago in Italy for the first time, and you can get borage oil. Omega-3 fats are known to reduce inflammation markedly, and used on a regular basis, they also help to prevent and cure some people's depression, at least assist in it, and they also help to prevent cancer. So omega-3 fats are extremely important for many things in our bodies.
Very good point. And of course, many of you know that omega-3 fats are in fish, but what most people don't know is the fish get those omega-3 fats from plants.
Right.
No animals make omega-3 fat. The fish are eating phytoplankton or other fish that ate it. We're going to go back to the phone lines right now. Our next caller is calling from Colorado, and that we're going to that part of the nation right now. Welcome to American Indian Living.
Thank you.
You know, I didn't catch your name here. We've got a little glitch in our system. I got
your location, but not your name. So
my name is Kathy.
Kathy. Kathy,
yes.
It's great to have you with us. What's on your mind today?
I have a question. I wanted to know if there's anything that a person could take for pain in your feet for being flat-footed. Mm. My daughter is 17, and she's just starting her career. She's in her on-the-job training, and she's flat-footed, and she's already coming home with a lot of pain in her feet.
Wow. Dr. Sherman, have you got some things in your doctor's bag that you help your flat-footed patients with?
That's an interesting question. I'm not quite sure. I have run against this one before. I do know there are companies that put out prosthetic supports to make the arch a little bit raised.
Right.
And this, in many cases, can help the pain that comes from throwing you off balance with a flat foot. As far as actual inflammation is concerned, I'm not sure that there's a lot of inflammation associated with a flat foot as there is just an off-balance situation. I would look into getting an arch support of some type that is comfortable and well recommended by several sources. But I don't...
You know,
there could be other things, but I'm not real aware of it.
Okay.
You know, the interesting thing, Kathy, you know, and Dr. Sherman, whenever we deal with pain, there tends to be, when it affects a joint or an area or the feet, the arms, whatever it is, we tend to get into a cycle where there's not only pain, but there is some inflammation, there is some, often even some muscle spasm because the body is trying to protect certain areas that are sore. And, you know, Dr. Sherman, it would seem like, you know, in many of these cases, we would probably prescribe some type of herbal preparation, maybe an anti-inflammatory, but many of these anti-inflammatories work on pain too, don't they, Dr. Sherman?
Exactly. And actually, we do use some herbal teas for pain, which I was going to mention, just because of the pain, not necessarily the inflammation. And
right.
One of these is blue vervain, passion flower, and wood betony as a combination tea. And we get our teas here in bulk at our institution, and we sell them in bulk also to people that want them. And we tell people, this is how we tell people to make a tea. Put 2 or 3 tablespoons of the equal parts of these herbs into a quart of boiling water, take it off the stove, steep it for 20 minutes, and then drink 3 or 4 cups a day. And an anti-inflammatory that could be...
Now, before you move on, I mean, you went through that list of 3 herbs real quick. I don't know if
exactly.
Kathy and some of our other listeners got it. So give it to us slow, Dr.
Okay.
Sherman.
Blue vervain,
V-E-R-V-A-I-N,
and wood
blue
betony.
Blue vervain, huh?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And wood betony and passion flower. And also white willow bark if you're not allergic to aspirin.
Okay, I got lost trying to figure out what the first one was.
Blue vervain, V-E-R-V-A-I-N.
Blue, just like the color,
uh-huh.
And then
okay,
vervain.
Blue, B-U-R?
V as in valley.
Oh, valley, V, blue.
V-E-R-V-A-I-N.
Okay, I got it now.
And then some of the anti-inflammatory herbs.
Next one is what? Well, just so we've got this whole list. I mean, I can see people driving too,
right.
Robin. We encourage them not to take their hands off the wheel. But you've got blue vervain. You've
passion
got wood
flower,
betony.
Wood
betony. And passion flower.
Passion flower and white willow bark. If you're not allergic to aspirin, which white willow bark is.
And
okay.
White willow bark.
And white willow bark is anti-inflammatory as well.
Okay.
And then
so
certainly
the
get
two
on
to three. The 2 to 3 teaspoons, Dr. Sherman, is that the mixture? So it's like 1 teaspoon of each or half a teaspoon of each? So
no,
you've got...
you mix equal parts of the herbs, and we use 2 to 3 tablespoons of the mixture per quart of boiling water.
Okay.
And then you put it into the quart of boiling water, cover it, take it off the stove, and then just let it set for about 20 minutes and strain it, and use that as a drink 3 or 4 times a day.
Is this going to taste any good?
It doesn't taste all that bad, but not all that great either. If you want something to sweeten it with, a natural sweetener is stevia.
And it has no calories, and it's like 80 times more potent than sugar. And it's perfectly safe, much safer than the other artificial sweeteners on the market, because it's a natural herb from Peru that the Indians have used for centuries.
Wow. And I could use that in my coffee.
Large amounts of stevia taste a little bit bitter, but if you use, you can get it in drops, tablets, and white powder.
Oh, that's very good.
Does that give you something to try, Kathy?
Yes, it does. It definitely does. It'll be worth, even if it doesn't taste so good, it'll be worth it if it helps.
I would see a good podiatrist or orthopedist to recommend a good arch support as well.
Okay.
And try some flaxseed also. Flaxseed on a regular basis is very anti-inflammatory, but we toast it very lightly in a skillet or in the oven, like 150 degrees for 30, 40 minutes, or in the skillet for 7 or 8 minutes, and then grind it in a little nut mill or coffee mill, and use 1 or 2 tablespoons twice a day on top of food. It's delicious. It's nutty.
Oh, flaxseed?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll sure try
that. Very good. Thanks for your call, Kathy.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I really appreciate your show.
You're welcome.
Okay, we're glad you're with us. We're going to go to another caller right now, Dr. Sherman. This is Loretta calling us from Tennessee. Loretta, welcome to American Indian Living.
Yes, thank you. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I need some information. I've got two friends in pain. The one friend was taking Vioxx. She has arthritis in her knees, but even more than that, she has problem with her back due to a number of different accidents, no fault of her own. And my question is geared more toward suggestions for people who are having like chronic pain, and the other friend has AVN, is it the arterial vascular necrosis, and both of them are in pain a lot, and an aspirin doesn't seem to definitely doesn't hit the pain.
Dr. Sherman, these are some tough situations. I mean, you run up against things like this at Wildwood?
All the time. It's not uncommon to see people in pain all over their body. Now, the arterial vascular necrosis, I have to say I'm not acquainted with that entity. I'd have to look that one up and study up on it a bit. It sounds quite serious, but I'm not really acquainted with that. Are you, Dr. DeRose?
Not by that term. I mean, you know, it could be like Berger's disease, another name for that, thromboangitis, obliterans, or something. But that AVN term, I'm not familiar with either.
Now, the arthritis in the knees, the things we've been talking about for the last while, the hot and cold several times a day, and also we use heating compresses at night, a wet rag wrung out of just plain cold water, one layer of an old piece of sheet wrapped around one layer, and then a piece of flannel or wool wrapped around the knee and pinned for the night, make it about a foot wide. We use that as a heating compress, and we actually use hot charcoal compresses on the knees. Those are very helpful for pain. Many times people get relief from charcoal compresses.
Now, we call them charcoal poultices. We've made these, Dr. Sherman, but for someone listening to say charcoal compress, I mean, they're thinking about going to their barbecue and getting out some of those briquettes. Is that what you're talking about?
Good question. We use activated charcoal. One little cube of charcoal, I think it's about half an inch or an inch, has the absorptive capacity of a football field.
Wow.
And it's tremendous for soaking up toxins from the body. And it's been used internally a lot for a number of years for overdoses, but less people are acquainted with its action on inflammation. And we use it for acute infections, like all kinds of inflamed things that have pus associated with them, and it's also good for inflamed joints. And we make it several different ways. There's many different ways to make a charcoal poultice. The simplest is charcoal powder and water. And there are many places where you can get the activated charcoal in bulk. We have it here. Other places have it.
But if you mix just charcoal and water and put it inside a rag, it's not going to stick. It's going to clump up. So you can either put cooked cornstarch with it. We happen to use flaxseed, just plain ground flaxseed.
So we're talking about charcoal poultices, making a paste out of charcoal and adding some ground flaxseed to it to put onto symptomatic joints.
Right.
We'll be talking about more natural remedies. We'll be taking more of your calls on American Indian Living. Stay tuned for our final segment. I'm Dr. David DeRose. We'll be back with more in just a couple of minutes.
Today's broadcast has been pre-recorded. However, if you have questions about today's show or would like further information, please call 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673. We'll be right back after this.
Today's American Indian Living radio program is sponsored in part by Weimar Center of Health and Education. Located in the foothills of Northern California's Sierra Mountains, Weimar is home to the Residential New Start Lifestyle Program that helps people of all races address diabetes, heart disease, obesity, and related conditions. To further assist Native Americans with their health, Weimar produces a wealth of free resources that can be accessed on their website at newstartclub.com. To learn more about how Weimar can change your life, you can call 1-800-525-9192. The number again is 1-800-525-9192. Or you can access them on the web at newstartclub.com. Again, that's newstartclub.com.
Of steel, with incomparable courage, with fierce determination, with uncompromising resolve. The men and women of the United States Armed Forces go forth. And wherever and whenever they go, the USO will be there to touch their spirit, to comfort them, to remind them, to simply and heartfully thank them for the extraordinary gift they give us all. Until every brow is soothed and every hand is held, until every battle's won and every song is sung, until everyone comes home. Find out more about the USO and how you can help at uso.org.
You're listening to a pre-recorded broadcast of American Indian Living. Your comments and questions are welcome. Call now at 1-800-775-HOPE, 1-800-775-4673. Here again is your host.
Welcome back to American Indian Living. I'm Dr. David DeRose. Today we're looking at a very, very special subject, and we're doing it in a very unique way. Those of you who have been with us from the very top of the hour realize that we've been interviewing Dr. Roby Ann Sherman, but I haven't been doing it live in 2012. We've actually been going back to the archives when American Indian Living used to be a live call-in talk show. We've been featuring this great program and this great content with the live interaction because we're trying to make a very important point. With American Indian Living moving into the summer of 2012 and beyond, we're hoping to make the show more interactive. Now, we don't have the capacity to have a live call-in talk show on the entirety of the networks that now air our program. But we do want to encourage you to call in with your questions and concerns. We've been giving you the 800 number throughout the program, and we really just want to encourage you, if you've got a question that you would like to see addressed on a future edition of American Indian Living, for you to give us a call and perhaps help us to recapture some of that interactive element of the show that characterized it a decade ago when we began airing on a variety of networks. Again, that number, if you didn't get it earlier in the show, is 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673. And again, although you can't interact with today's show because it is pre-recorded, and our format will continue to be a pre-recorded format, we are interested in hearing from you if you've got medical questions, especially things that relate to natural therapies, non-drug approaches, traditional Native American insights that you want to tap into. If I don't have the answers, we'll see if we can't get some experts to field your questions on future editions of the show. Well, with that in mind, we do want to go back to the dialogue with Dr. Sherman. She's still got some great information that we're going to feature in this final segment. To bring you up to speed, when we took that break, we had just had some interaction from Loretta. Loretta also had a question about back pain, and we go to my introduction to that portion of her question and then to Dr. Sherman's answer. Here we go, back to our archives in this edition of American Indian Living.
Can you just give us a real quick overview? I mean, there's so many causes of back pain, but many times there's a muscle spasm that's a significant component in that pain. Some quick thoughts on back pain, Dr. Sherman.
Okay. Muscle spasm can trigger inflammation as well, as you mentioned, and muscle spasm is a huge component of chronic back pain from mechanical causes. And so we recommend strongly simple hydrotherapy treatments, such as we've mentioned, the hot and cold, sometimes just pure ice rubs a couple times a day, freezing a glass of water in a styrofoam cup and then releasing it and putting a towel around the area to be rubbed. And you rub around in circle or a rectangle for 10 minutes twice a day. This gives tremendous relief. We do it here all the time for acute back spasm particularly, but it can be tried for chronic. And then the omega-3 fats, such as we mentioned, changing toward a vegan diet, getting off the animal products that promote inflammation. A good exercise program in many cases helps back pain under the supervision of a good orthopedist or whatever your family doctor recommends. You can ask him about an exercise program. And there are some dark green leafy vegetables that help arthritis by giving you chlorophyll, magnesium, calcium, and the antioxidants such as broccoli, romaine lettuce. The dark green leafy vegetables provide a lot of these antioxidants to fight arthritis and pain.
Very good. So we've got a lot of options out there for things that are natural that can help with back pain. Hopefully that gives you some things to go with. Loretta, give us a call back if you feel like you need some other options. Go ahead and run some of those by your friends.
Thank you.
We're going back to the... You're welcome, Loretta. Thanks. We're going to go back to the phone lines right now. Before we take a live caller, many of you who tune into the show realize that we take your calls off air as well if you don't want to come on live. And we're going to read one of those questions right now, Dr. Sherman.
Mm-hmm.
One of our callers says that they're having problems with numbness in one of their legs, in their left leg. They've been prescribed a medication. They didn't mention which one it was, but they said it was not helping. Do you have any thoughts about dealing with leg numbness?
Okay, numbness often stems from a number of causes, such as a local cause in the low back, such as spinal stenosis, where osteoarthritis has encroached on the nerves that go to the legs and has actually pinched them off to the point where they're being affected on a continuous basis. And spinal stenosis can be quite serious, or it can be very mild, anywhere between. Also, numbness can be caused by other things putting pressure on the nerves to that particular side, such as a disc that is protruding, which is probably one of the more common things. And if the disc is pushing on one side, it may cause numbness or it may cause pain. And this can be readily seen in an MRI. And also other causes of unilateral or one-sided numbness can actually be tumors that are pressing on that side and causing pain or numbness.
So it sounds like you're making a plea for a real thorough diagnosis.
Exactly. You've got to know what you're dealing with before you can treat numbness.
Now,
There's a host of things that can cause numbness.
Now, when the numbness is on both sides in the legs, especially if it starts in the toes, we're always thinking of diabetes, but there are other causes of that, different toxic conditions as well.
So basically, with this condition, first step in treatment is diagnosis.
Exactly, an up-to-date diagnosis, because some patients that I see here, I say, well, how long ago was your last MRI? Well, I had one 10 years ago or 5 years ago, and it didn't show anything. I said, well, okay, let's repeat it.
And do you ever find anything's changed?
Oh, definitely.
Very good, Dr. Sherman. Hopefully that gives you a little bit of help. If you get a diagnosis, give us a call. And not that that's going to happen in the next 5 or 10 minutes, but we're here every week.
Don't put heat where numbness is, because you can burn a patient.
Now, very important concept. If your sensation is not intact, be very careful of heating treatments. But Dr. Sherman, before we take any other calls, as we've been talking today, we've touched on a lot of important issues as far as health and joints and pain. And, you know, I think one of the most challenging things that we deal with, you know, is the person with chronic pain. Maybe they have a condition that's not treatable. Maybe they've got cancer and, you know, they've actually been prescribed very potent narcotic agents for pain. Have you actually seen that some of these simpler, less potent natural remedies can make a difference in such severe pain situations?
Yes, I will give you a classic case that was just in our lifestyle program last month. This gentleman has advanced cancer that really is inoperable, and he has not been offered any other hope by his doctors. His abdomen has large tumors in it, from a kidney that was removed and then spread all over his abdomen. He was on large doses of morphine, actually 60 milligram capsules 4 times a day. And this was not helping the pain. He got here, switched to a total vegan diet, and was on some of these herbal remedies that we have mentioned, a number of things. We used several of them at once. We used hydrotherapy treatments daily. We were able to reduce his pain medication down by quite a bit, and he had no more pain than when he came. In fact, it was considerably better.
Wow, so you got improvement and got off much of the medication.
So although we weren't able to totally give him complete hope for his cancer, we have seen patients improve their survival time and their quality of life by changing lifestyle. And I'd like to mention at this juncture, if I could, just a little bit about arachidonic fatty acid. People need to know about this.
Go ahead and do it.
Arachidonic fatty acid, what a big name. It increases through a pathway called leukotrienes. It increases inflammation. Well, what are your sources of arachidonic fatty acid? The most common source is meat products. And excess omega-6 fats, which comes primarily from corn oil and safflower oil, believe it or not. So it's better to use flaxseed oil or olive oil on a regular basis. Better not to cook with them. Just use them plain in the food after the food's cooked, rather than these sources of the arachidonic fatty acid that can promote inflammation. We've found that when people get off of meat, many things improve because they're promoting inflammation more than they can relieve it with a natural remedy.
That's Dr. Roby Ann Sherman, and that concludes today's edition of American Indian Living. I hope you enjoyed our trip back in time. If you're wanting to get a hold of Dr. Sherman, she still is at Wildwood Lifestyle Center and Hospital. She did give the contact number in that original show. Let me give it to you one more time. Actually, it's the first time I'm giving it on today's show. It's 1-800-634-WELL. That's 1-800-634-WELL. Hopefully that was an exciting show for you. You learned some practical things, and you'll give us some calls in the future. For all of us at American Indian Living, I'm Dr. David DeRose.
This is Life Talk Radio.